Three dudes talking about anime. Guess it's important to hear what they say. Are you ever wiping throughout night and day? Now that you listen to the Rant Cafe.
Hey, what's going on, everyone? It's Animac here from Anime Uproar, and welcome to another episode of the Rant Cafe Anime Podcast. Nox was with us last week, but then he got arrested for making crystal meth with his friend Jesse, so he can't be here today. We'll try to bail him out for next week, but we got Briggs.
Yo, what's up, boys? Always good to be back.
Go ahead.
Introduce I don't need to talk.
Yeah, Briggs having some kind of subathon or something, and you didn't properly make the squares between teching.
I had to change my camera, but it's cool. I'm teching. I have a jacket. That's everything you need to know about me.
Yo, it's Teching 101, the legend. And we also have Valkyria for the first time.
I don't know how I ended up here, but I'm here.
She's here.
Well,
Val,
good to meet you. And yeah, introduce yourself.
Introduce yourself. What do you do?
I'm a Discord admin.
You're a Discord mod?
I'm a Discord mod, and I stream sometimes. I mod for Fifi and Nux for some godforsaken reason.
Well, let me start off by just saying my condolences. I'm so sorry for the line of work that you're in.
Imagine for Fefe, bro, but, Discord modding.
Fifi just happened like last night while I was live.
Oh, that's gotta be a journey.
Somebody has to do it, and you have the metal to do it, and that's why we're here. Yeah.
I can't believe you introduced yourself as a Discord mod. You're a VTuber and a streamer. You just did your debut a month ago. You're a fucking Discord mod. You're a Reddit mod too. Why didn't you say that?
Yeah, I saved Nux's Reddit after Briggs started his subathon.
Yeah, what's it called? Nux's Reddit got hacked.
That sounds about right.
Nux said something about that, and you saved it. Wow.
It happened, and I thought, like, because everyone got unmodded, and I was like, oh, maybe he's just revamping it. And so we didn't really care. We were waiting for the Apex update. And then I was like, oh, that's not the Reddit name. Uh-oh. And so Ben gets in a call, and he goes, I'm just going to add you as a mod on here and give you all the perms. Have fun. And then he went to play
There was an Apex update. I have better shit to do than fucking...
deal with Discord shit. I mean, deal with Reddit shit. Yeah.
Was I doing a subathon yet? I don't know if I had started it.
You were about to start. Dommy was doing hers.
Yeah. Dude.
Dommy was doing hers.
He looks over and he just sees the Reddit's on fire, and he's just like, they'll take care of that. I got more important shit.
Well, the thing is, literally, so every other moderator that's on there, which was like six of them or five of them, the guy who hacked Nux's account unmodded them all. So they couldn't fix anything. So it was all on me. Lucky enough, Nux didn't make the Reddit. If Nux made the Reddit, he was fucked. Like his entire Reddit would have been taken. But I made the Reddit like a long time ago. And then I just left it for the wolves.
Yep.
So Briggs
returned to save the day.
Yeah. I mean, me returning with this basically like, hey, Val, let me make you mod, and then you do it.
I honestly can't believe that there is an actual real-life Discord and Reddit mod who is not a 45-year-old obese man.
It's weird. I know.
She just uses a voice changer. That's not really her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might sound like a 20-year-old, but I'm really just 45.
Well, I just assumed she's a vampire, so she was like 500 years old or something. That was
Yeah. Oh, so okay. What is your VTuber story? Also, I want to hear how much. If you don't mind, I want to hear how much it costs, because that was a little bit of a debate in the community recently.
Okay, so this model, and it's just funny because the person who brought up the whole debate, I'm actually like friends with them, and I was like, why the fuck did you do that? Bella's a lie. This is true. So the model itself was 2.3k because of how many features and stuff there was added to it. So. Plus, the artist and the rigger are the same person, and they got it done within a month. So I said,
"Oh wow!
Oh yeah, that's crazy."
Like, what am I gonna do?
Yo, Animac, if you don't mind me asking, how much was yours?
I think like 2,000 altogether.
So it's multiple thousand to get a VTuber these days. That's crazy.
Wow. It all depends on who you go to, what kind of model you want, how many features.
Yeah.
I bet you could probably get like a crappy dollar store one if you just don't care.
Yeah, like
Dollar Tree, baby.
Dollar Tree VTubers, yeah.
I mean, there's like some default ones I'm sure you could use where you just like change the color and like the facial expressions and stuff. Yeah. But I wonder like how much like someone like Iron Mouse or like Amelie, like those like huge VTubers. Mm. Like how
much
They pay 5,000 plus for sure.
You could play up to 10,000 for some of them.
The hunt for the most expensive VTuber avatar.
Especially since the rest of them get theirs rigged by like Twin and stuff, and Twin's one of like the top tier riggers out there right now.
Yeah, that's the other thing. There's a big demand for certain people, right? Yeah. So then they can charge a lot more.
But that's the returns could be like it could generate its own money. I mean, with what you pay for it, I mean, that literally you have it. You know what I mean? I mean, you could revamp it, I'm sure, at some point, but you probably would just wait a while to do that.
See, so the whole debate thing that came up on Twitter was like small VTubers trying to get into it are spending $2,000, $3,000, $5,000 before even having like 10 followers on Twitch.
Mm, yeah.
It's like, should you be investing in yourself that way? And I don't see a problem investing in your business, but you also like, don't need to, you know, like you could start off small, work your way up. Like I fucking filmed myself on a phone camera.
Yeah.
And an Xbox 360 microphone when I started.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's an expensive, no matter what you do. Like if you just want to start YouTube now in 2022, you should probably get a decent microphone, an HD camera. You know, you need to have at least like a bare minimum of a standard. It's long past the days where you could film on a crappy little, like, you know, 240p camera.
But for example, like my webcam, so I have two. I have a good one that I use for my stream and a shitty one that I use for Rank Cafe. So my Rank Cafe one costs like $100. It's just a webcam. And my microphone, Blue Yeti, you could get a cheaper, better microphone than a Blue Yeti. But Blue Yeti cost me like $200, I think. So for like $300 Canadian, you could have a pretty solid startup.
Yeah.
You fucking steal off Pirate Bay, Sony Vegas, and you're good to go.
That's how I got my first editing software. It was somebody just got it off something and just sent it to me, and I didn't ask any questions, you know? It's just like, okay, thank you.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, you do need some equipment to start on YouTube in general or streaming. But yeah, definitely if you want to start as a VTuber, it is a higher cost of entry if you want to have, like, a really nice model. Like, obviously, you could have, like, a very basic model that then you improve as you go, but the problem is that it is now a very competitive field.
There's
a lot of competition now. It's no longer like 2 years ago where VTubing was like this new thing. Like now everyone's got VTubers and a lot of them are really, really good. So if you want to stand out, it's like, how can you stand out with $100 model?
I was in the bookstore the other day and I found a little section that was like, they had like YouTube for dummies, TikTok for dummies. And I'm like, just give it a couple, Twitch for dummies, just give it a couple years. It'll be like VTubing for dummies. Like this is how you do everything. And it's just like, this is just a thing that exists now. Yeah. You know?
VTubers for dummies is my entire channel at this point.
you should
I almost spit out my fucking water.
Yo, Snuck, thanks for the subs, bud.
Snuck's in the chat.
Oh,
Recently met Snuck. It was an experience. I can't share. Yes. I can't share the details, but the world will know.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's an interesting man. I know what you're talking about, Animac. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be fun. Snuck just gifted 10 subs to me. Come subscribe to my channel so I keep on streaming. I've been streaming for close to 100 hours now.
I don't know how you can do this, Briggs. You've done this like multiple times.
I try to do it 3 to 4 times a year to pay the bills.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Like I stream for 2 hours and I'm like, bro.
I stream for like an hour, hour and a half if I'm going to do it. I do one charity stream a year for 8 hours and I'm exhausted after that. I don't know how 100 hours in a row. I don't know how you can do it.
Well, I sleep on stream, but
I know you sleep on stream, but like you've been up for 100 hours. That's insane. Yeah. But I still couldn't do that.
Yeah, no, it's like anything you do though. When you start, when I first started, I would go to school and I would come back and I would stream for an hour or two. Mm-hmm. And I would like be socially exhausted by the end of it, where cause I was talking to chat. I had music playing. I was playing a video game and it was just so draining. It was just too much stimulus.
Yeah.
But then like a couple months later, it was like, after doing it every day, it's like, oh, 2 hours is so easy. And holy fuck, Snuck just keeps on gifting 10 subs after 10 subs after 10 subs.
This guy is awesome.
He's going off.
That's the man who gave me $100 to stream more, so I'm not that surprised.
There you go.
Right, even though Snuck was rich.
Hell yeah. I mean, he had like a full-time job outside of YouTube and Twitch and stuff, right?
What? That exists?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. He goes to school.
I didn't know I made a new rich friend. I just thought I made a new friend. Nice.
Oh, that's a lot of shotguns. I was shotgunning beers for every 10 subs. Okay. Anyway, I was just saying, you, for anything you do in life, you build a capacity for it. After doing it for like a couple months, it felt like an hour or two felt like nothing. And now I feel like I'm not the most high energy guy. Like, I'm not fucking going crazy all the time. Like if you watch Tectone stream, he streams for like 2 hours. He's fucking insane energy the entire time. And then he's like probably dead by the end of it. But I'm pretty chill. So I can stream for 8 to 12 hours pretty easily.
Nice. Cool.
Good for you, man. Like I said, I get tired after like 2 hours and then I need to drink coffee and read some light Countum with the crystal.
I wonder what the Guinness World Record is for like longest stream. Hold on.
Wasn't it that guy?
That guy. Yeah, I know that guy. Yeah. Nux, that was the guy. Yeah.
No, what's his name that went to YouTube?
I don't think Ludwig got the longest stream.
Ludwig.
Yeah. All right, I got it.
I think someone beat him.
All right, Briggs, do you think you could stream for longer than 270 hours, 20 minutes, 9 seconds?
I've done that.
Well, okay, congratulations. You've won the world record then, I guess. I don't know.
I'm guessing that's like no sleep.
There's no way.
I don't know, but it was achieved by Vivo Mobile Communication. It's like, okay, so it's like a company that did it. Weird. Okay.
Yeah, so it's... I've definitely done longer than that, but the thing is, my stream sometimes goes out. Like, so for example, I streamed at volleyball yesterday for 6 hours, and then my phone died, and then I drove home, and in 15 minutes, my stream was back up. So technically, I wouldn't count for a world record because my stream died for 15 minutes, you know?
Okay.
When I did the subathon for Nux, I streamed for 15 days straight, so...
You might be able to have this Guinness World Record. I don't know.
I like the part of volleyball where your phone fell over and you didn't realize for like 5 minutes.
I think the ball hit it or someone walked into it.
I think someone walked into it.
Yeah, we could stream.
He's
stream
just
streaming volleyball.
He's just streaming like
for
sand.
300, yeah.
It was sand stream.
I stream for 360 hours. So
holy shit.
I should have the world record.
You should.
Now it's my goal to beat that on the 29th. Let's go.
Let's go. Oh, I was speaking of volleyball. Did you guys hear about the Haikyuu news?
I started reading Haikyuu finally.
No, I haven't heard that news. I just heard that Bleach is going to be on Disney Plus and terrible.
Yeah, I keep hearing everybody about that and it's just like, "Oh, it's going to be so censored." I'm like, "No, it's not. They just have the streaming rights to it. They're not going to It's already been animated. It's ready to go."
The issue is not the censorship to me. The issue is that they're not going to release it like weekly probably. They're going to wait forever and then it's going to kill the hype.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that. Oh, well, I guess we're just going to have to wait and see how they do it.
Are you guys talking about Haikyuu still? Sorry.
Sail the high seas.
Oh, are you guys talking about the...
Bleach.
Oh, the Bleach anime.
Bleach,
yep.
Bleach, got it.
But you were talking about Haikyuu, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I just fucking... When people donate subs, I can't hear anything. I just hear my stupid alert sound, which I should just turn off for the podcast, actually. That'd be really smart.
Well, I don't hear it on my end, so that's good. But yeah, you need to be able to hear it.
So I turned that off for a minute. I was just saying, so Haikyuu is my favorite sports, or my second favorite sports anime. I love it. It's super popular.
After Hajime no Ippo.
Exactly. My boy knows. There's 100 chapters that are non-animated right now.
Mm.
And they announced that for the final season, instead of doing a series, they're doing 2 movies.
That's about right. Yeah.
And I'm kind of sad about it because, like, if you do the math, like, even if these are 2-hour movies each, like, it's just not enough time to animate 100 chapters.
I would imagine, I haven't read a lot of it. I've only read, like, the first volume of Haikyuu, but wouldn't a lot of the action be, like, you know, like, a lot of pages with, like, just them playing volleyball? So couldn't that animate it? Like, maybe, like, I don't know. Like, wouldn't, like, a few chapters be condensed down to, like, maybe 10 seconds of animation considering how fast it moves?
That's true. I don't know how the pacing is for the rest of the series, right? I'm used to One Piece where it's like a chapter an episode.
Bleach, back when it was running, could fit 3 chapters into an episode sometimes with the way that Kubo drew everything.
Yeah.
So,
It just depends on the...
Depends on the author.
Haikyuu could be more fast-paced.
Yeah.
But I'm excited because it's going to be really good animation. And honestly, Tekking, I know you're reading it, but I would recommend watching it. The anime is fantastic.
I'll check it out. I'm not a huge fan of sports manga because I don't really play sports in general. I'm a nerd.
How dare you.
But everyone's always saying Haikyuu, and I saw it in the store. I'm like, I'll buy it. And I really did like the first volume.
How dare you not be a volleyball stan?
I think it's because when I was a kid, I watched Prince of Tennis, and I hated that anime. And I'm like, eh. And then so that was like sports
that's
animation.
Actually based on Anime Recon's life, The Prince of Tennis.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Huh. Interesting.
What about One Piece? Fuck, okay. In the meantime, talk about One Piece film Red. Has it come out yet?
Yes, it came out August 6th in Japan. I know what happens. I'm not going to talk about it because spoilers. It should be coming out in fall in the United States and Canada, I think.
But will you talk about what happens on your channel so I can just watch that video?
Oh, I already have. Okay. Well, I talked about it in the last video. There was a Film Red video I did a couple days ago. And there's like a spoiler section in there. But yeah, when I see the actual movie, I'll like do a whole video on it.
Watch it. I'm going on Sunday. I'm going to watch the Dragon Ball Z movie.
Yeah, I'm going this weekend as well. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I hope the one. Sounds like both of you will be like the only people in the theater, but.
Really?
Dude, the last time I went to a Dragon Ball Z movie, it was packed.
No, but
me too.
But people are saying that no one's coming out to watch this one.
Well, I don't know. I live out in the middle of nowhere, and so it's like we're lucky that we even get an anime movie in our theater, and so I think that everybody around here is just going to go see it.
From looking at Geekdom 101's Twitter, he's saying that they didn't promote this one nearly as well as they should have.
They did not. Oh, not nearly. The Broly movie was promoted way more than this.
I didn't even know it was coming out. Literally, a friend from high school that I haven't talked to in like 4 years messaged me. He's like, "Could we used to go watch the Dragon Ball Z movies together?" Mm-hmm. He's like, "Hey, do you want to come with us?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm down." Anyway, My Hero Academia tweet from Anime Uproar. Bakugo travels back in time to become Deku's dad.
I love this.
These MHA spoilers are wild. Oh my god.
It's crazy.
That's actually so funny.
I was surprised Horikoshi could fit time travel, Deku's father, like everything in a single chapter. But man, the man did it.
People have been saying things are rushed and he needs to resolve all these mysteries. And he decided to just do it up, you know. Bakugo goes back in time, becomes Deku's dad. Second, one for all user mystery quirk solved. The fire breathing explosions all along. Like, it makes perfect sense.
Yep. Yeah.
Valkyria,
makes sense.
Valkyria, do you agree?
Okay. So I got yelled at because I'm 20 and I've never really watched anything. So I just started One Piece.
How dare you?
Wait, you're a VTuber who hasn't seen all anime ever.
I've been seeing that a lot more lately.
This is
so with the way that like how I grew up is I didn't have the greatest past and I just got recently adopted, so I was able to like actually start doing normal things.
That's nice.
So I've been introduced to like the internet and everything, especially with COVID hitting, and so then I somehow ended up in Nux's community because
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So I was a mod for offline TV and esports organizations, so I was very into those communities, and then. Like started the VTuber scene started to pop off, and it was like, oh well, my streamers are starting to collab with all these VTubers, and Nux was supposed to be a part of Among Us collab, but that didn't happen because he couldn't figure out the mods.
Oh, okay.
And then, like, I saw other VTubers in his content that were related to my streamers, so it was like, oh well, let's get interconnected for. Crossbands and stuff, and so I joined the server, and the same day I became a mod somehow.
It's weird how that happens.
Yeah,
but telling you, man, Among Us brings people together.
Yeah,
I never played it once.
Wait, what was it? Among Us. So Nox was supposed to play Among Us with
offline TV members.
Offline TV members, but he couldn't figure out the mods. That's so funny, dude. No, Adamac, I played Among Us 2 days ago for the first time in like 8 months. And they had me playing all these mods. There was a fucking lawyer and a sheriff and a fucking spy. It was like, everyone's fucking sus.
Look, you said you were playing ranked only, so I snagged some mods from OTV.
It's got to be the lawyer. It's got to be the lawyer. Was it the lawyer?
I honestly, they explained the rules. It was like 3 a.m. I was a little bit drunk. I'm like, this is too much. Like, it was too much to handle. How many rules were there?
There was like 5 extra rules that I added, but some of them are interconnected with each other.
Wait, 5 extra rules on top of just normal crewmate and imposter? I swear they looked like there was 20 rules. No,
there is more rules. Like, you can have like up to 30 plus rules technically.
All of the rules.
Wait, you can have you can be like a lawyer, spy, and animal activist at the same time or something.
Crazy.
Yeah, dude, Jester is my favorite role. So Jester, the idea is you want to make everyone think that you're the imposter.
So you can get a solo. Yeah, that is a cool idea.
I would probably do that. Yeah, that would be
fun.
It's
the most
fun
because you could go for a solo win. So if you get voted off the ship as the Jester, as a jester. Both the imposters and the crewmates lose.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because people would sus me for no reason anyway.
Exactly.
I got jester a lot that night, so I won a lot. But it was really funny because one time I just said, $5 says you won't vote me out. And it worked.
Well, that was easy.
Yeah, dude. It makes it's actually so frustrating because whenever I'm this like crewmate, people sus me for no reason. And then I'm jester. I'm like, hell yeah. And then no one even, oh, this guy's clean. This guy's clear. Briggs is good. Briggs is not the imposter. I'm like, oh my God. Fuck you guys.
I think my favorite was when Briggs was sheriff and he just stood there and shot somebody and they thought he was the killer.
Yeah. But I killed the imposter.
Yeah.
So as the sheriff, you could kill one person. And if you kill the imposter, you stay alive. If you kill a crewmate, you die instantly. Right?
Wow. That's so interesting.
So basically, it's kind of cool though, because we had a conversation and I thought it, let's just say I thought it was Dami. I can't remember who it was. I thought it was Dami, but no one agreed with me. I'm like, I'm pretty sure it's fucking her. So in the next round, I just went to her and fucking shot her with a gun. In Among Us. So you could kind of take it into your own hands as the sheriff.
That's pretty great. There's also like Swapper where you can, like, if you don't think this person is it, but they got majority of the votes, you can swap out their votes with somebody else, like mid-meeting.
It's way too complicated now. It's way too. Did you ever play Among Us Second?
No, I've never played that game a single time.
How?
I stay off the internet when I'm not doing YouTube.
I need you to start downloading video games.
Multiverses.
Download Multiverses.
When I play games, it's usually not on streams and stuff. It's usually just to relax from that kind of stuff.
That's fine.
And I'll usually just sit around and play puzzle games all day, you know?
Play Puzzle Pirates with Rustage.
Yes, he wants me to play Puzzle Pirates with him so much.
Animax. So there's this new game called Multiverses. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's got Shaggy, Ultra Instinct Shaggy in it. It's got like Superman, Wonder Woman, Harley Quinn, Arya Stark. Is he there?
Yeah, I'm here.
He's there.
No reaction to Ultra Instinct Shaggy in a fighting game?
No, I've heard of this. It was a different game, but I've heard of this. Like, you can use.
No, I think there's only one game that has Ultra Instinct Shaggy in it. Yeah,
it's LeBron James. There's LeBron James is in this fighting game, and the worst part of it all is
yeah, because when I can use Ultra Instinct Shaggy, I'm gonna go use LeBron James.
Bro, LeBron James can throw a basketball at you, man.
Great.
He's a beast. So, but anyway, the worst part of it all is it's actually an amazing game. Like, I think it's better than Super Smash Brothers.
Interesting.
For online play.
Interesting, because usually these kind of, like, you know, independent games, they're very hit or miss.
Yes. I think one of my biggest issues with Super Smash Brothers is it's an amazing game for, like, parties with, like, friends, like, LAN, like, whatever, like, local. Mm-hmm. When you try to play online against people in other countries, there's a lot of input lag, and so it makes, like, ranked modes not really that fun, and 2v2 is not that great. Like, I bought an adapter for my Switch and connected mine via, like, Ethernet just to, like, play Smash Bros. Online, and it's still not amazing. This new game comes out, and I'm playing, like, it's just, like, there's, like, no latency. It's perfect for, like, ranked play. So I think it's going to be very competitive.
Hmm. So did it just come out, like, last week or something?
Yeah, I think it's been out for, like, a month now or so.
Okay.
But
have you been playing it on stream?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Dude, I won a game against the top 300. Dude, I can't play against normal people anymore. It drives me crazy. Like, I just want to play video games and have fun sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But all these games have like a hidden ranked system now. So that basically it's so that kids and people who are like newer to games don't just get like destroyed by people who are like really good.
Yeah.
So it makes you play against people like at your skill level. Right. But that, like, in my opinion, it should be like ranked should be like that. And then like public, like non-ranked should just be against everyone. But all games have like a hidden rank system now. So I was literally playing against the number 300 Velma in the world yesterday.
Velma.
Literally, I played against Velma, top 300. I ended up, I won the first match, lost the next two.
I mean, but I get why they do that,
because
it's like,
bro?
If they don't do it that way, then it's like you start the game, you don't know what to do, and then you just get completely destroyed by everybody. Yeah. And then you put down the game. You don't want to play it anymore.
I 100% understand why they do it, but it gets a little bit annoying when it's like, I just want to go on and have fun and not be like sweating my fucking like ass off trying to focus in like crazy. Like I can't boot up Apex off stream and just relax and play.
I am amazed at the people in the world that, like, you say this game just came out a month ago. Like, how do you get that good at it that quickly? It takes me forever to get good at a game, man.
The thing is, you don't play a lot of video games. So, like,
I don't.
Like, this game's like a typical fighter game. So if you grew up playing Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat.
Oh, it's like the same kind of, all right.
Yeah, Super Smash Brothers, like, the mechanics are going to, especially Super Smash Brothers, it's so similar. Like, the mechanics carry over.
I'm actually not a fan of Super Smash Brothers, which a lot of people, I mean, the community is great, don't get me wrong.
I have a few. I mean, I play Melee a little bit, but.
But, yeah. No, the thing is, I could never really get the hang of it playing friends. Like, I just didn't get it. Like, people die, but then they come back, and it's like, I don't know.
This makes no sense, man. No sense.
Yeah, all these different lives. Like, yeah, I did play, like, fighting games like Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, and shit like that, and you know, Dragon Ball fighting games. I understand that, but Smash Bros. Just seems like a more belabored way to fight.
Mm. Yeah.
And you got to figure out everyone's, like, really different moves and stuff.
My experience with Smash Brothers is, like, I'll go down my friend's place who've played it, like, every day for, like, 5 years. And I was like, come on, let's play Smash Brothers. I'm like, all right, I've never played this. And he's like, oh, don't worry, you'll figure it out. And then, obviously, I can't do shit because I'm like, I fall off the edge within, like, the first 2 seconds. I'm like, all right, this is a lot of fun. And just, like,
I think, like, the better games for Switch, like, for party games for people who aren't as good are, like, if my friends come over, we play, like, Mario Kart or, like, Mario Party. Like,
bro,
Super
stop
Smash
saying
Brothers.
Mario, you're Italian.
I know, right? You're Italian and he's calling him Mario. This is great.
I'm speaking English, bro.
I hope when they go back to Calabria and you say Mario to someone, they slap you, Italian.
Well,
style.
I wouldn't, though, because if you're speaking Italian, then you use you say things like that. Like, it's funny, my grandfather, when he speaks Italian most of the time, so he says Mario, right? And he even, like, rolls the R or whatever. And then if he speaks English, he says Mario because it's fucking, I don't know. Saying, hey, Naruto is my favorite.
I get it.
Well, Briggs, you're talking to the wrong person here.
I have a friend that, like, is that as well, where we were doing a quiz on, like, naming all the countries of the world. And I was like, you know, like Venezuela or whatever. And he's like, don't say it like that. Say it like an American. I'm like, so it's like he doesn't like the idea of adding accents to anything. You know what I mean?
It's just weird, like, to add an accent or pronounce a word differently. Only one word out of the rest of your sentence when you're speaking English.
No, but names are different, though. Names are different. Don't change. Like, if you change someone's name in order to pronounce it, it's kind of disrespectful.
Well, so I hate when people say Mario. Like, Mario is terrible, right? So it's
really,
like,
you're in the minority on that one.
No, it's a 50 because you're basically an in between. Right, so it's like, it's technically it's Mario, right? Like, that's how you
Mario.
Say, like,
yeah,
or
I
like,
get you, yeah.
Or like Roberto, like you're supposed to roll the R and like imagine, it's like you're doing a halfway. So it's like if it's either you go all the way or nothing, in my opinion.
Well, I go all the way, Briggs.
Yeah,
go all the way.
You know.
So like,
go ahead.
How would you say Mexico? Would you say Mexico or Mexico?
Exactly. That's the thing. Okay. Imagine you're halfway through your sentence and you just like fucking pull out Mexico when you're not even like like it's just weird to me. You know?
Perspective, it's like that's how the like if I was like okay, so America, here's a big one. Sake pronounced sake in Japan, it sake. The E sound is different, but I still say sake because that's how it's fucking pronounced in Japan.
That's true. That's
you know
true.
What I mean? Like there you go. That's how you the word. You know?
I feel like I get it for that. That makes sense. I guess maybe I'm not fully.
It's a subjective thing. I guess people have their own. Yeah.
My dad's name's Mario, right?
Okay.
And he hates when people call him Mario, but he has no problem with anyone in Italian like that's like Italian say Mario. Mm. Like he hates the Mar. Like it's like they're trying to say it properly, but they don't. Mm. He personally hates it, so I just say Mario.
Okay.
Oh my god, you guys are funny. I think it is funny sometimes to just throw in like, yo man, I've been to Cuba. It was fun. I was like, bro, don't you mean you've been to Cuba?
Cuba.
That's so cringe.
It's also like different if you're like let's say I was learning Spanish. I suck at Spanish. I flunked out of it in, like my first year of high school. But if I was learning Spanish, some of my words I might say with the accent because I'm learning the language. You know what I mean? I think you could be excused if that was like because I'm learning Japanese. You know what I mean? So. Yeah.
I want to learn Japanese, man.
I mean, there's a limit to how much you can learn just from books. I think I've reached that point. I need to like have like somebody to actually teach me the language.
Yeah, that's the thing. You gotta actually use it.
Yeah.
In order to learn it, and yeah, you have to have someone correcting you, and that's the other thing. You can't be like egotistical about it. If someone's like, "Oh, actually, it's this way." You'd be like, "No, fuck you! I don't want to be corrected."
Yeah. I feel like if you try to make videos once a week in like Japanese, you would learn so much more so much faster. Like you write a script and then try to pronounce it, and it's just terrible. I feel like you would just get so much better at it.
Yeah, then everybody in the comments would just be like, okay, you mispronounced this, you mispronounced this, you mispronounced this. I'm like, okay, I'll try again. It's like, okay, you're still mispronouncing this, you're still... But then you'd have different people that'd be like, you're pronouncing it right, and then you're also pronouncing it wrong. Like, you'd be so confusing.
Yeah, who cares? At the end of the day, you just gotta do what you want.
Exactly.
Yep. Valkyria, are you a vampire?
Yeah.
Okay, you're a vampire VTuber. So you are from Romania, then?
No. So that's where it gets weird.
Give us the lore. Give us the lore.
So I'm from a completely different dimension. Basically,
I love it!
I'm 20 years old in human years. I had it to where the lore is very tied into my actual personal experience. So I got adopted when I was 18. So in the lore, I was taken in by a cult of vampires in this other dimension and was raised through them. And when I was 18 years old, I, you know, went through these unspoken rituals and then became a vampire myself.
Mm.
And then, you know, I became 20, which is when I started streaming, and I teleported into this world somehow. I don't know. I was vibing in the black market and I just somehow ended up in an alleyway here.
As it is.
And now you enjoy Minecraft, apparently.
Minecraft? Okay. I've played modded Minecraft, but that's solely because like people ask to play games. I mostly play games just to hang out with people.
I ask because of your like wall decorations on your screen.
So both of my brothers are really into Minecraft and fighter games and stuff like that. So a lot of the games I'll play to, you know, get to know them better and to get to know my friends better.
Yeah. Okay, I get it. Because I thought maybe you were like just isekai'd into this world to play Minecraft.
What are your favorite games?
My favorites? So the first thing that actually really brought me into the streaming sphere, and actually Bruce knows this because I've been teaching him it, is Valorant.
I'm bad at Valorant. It's hard.
I used to be in the pro scene for Valorant, actually. In the pro scene for them. And then I stopped doing that and just started vibing with people and modding and everything. And then somehow met Briggs and got back into Valorant.
I'm teaching her Apex. I'm a controller gamer my entire life. So now I'm trying to play Valorant with M&K, and you have all these people like Val trying to teach me, and I'm just like, it's just so hard.
You're doing really good though. Like, you've already got the aim of a gold plat player.
Oh, thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, Briggs is.
But I'm not satisfied.
A talented gamer.
I can't be satisfied with gold plat in video games. It feels so weird.
He's Radiant. I lied. He's
Radiant.
Rank, bro.
But I don't think. I think it would take a lot of hours for me to get better than that and to grind. Because I just say you need hours on the input to like.
Well, a lot of the people that you've been playing against have been playing for the 2 years it's been released. I've only been playing for like a year, year and a half. So.
I've been playing for a week.
Yeah, bro, you got that talent. You got that gamer talent.
You've been playing a week and you're already almost silver. Let's go.
Let's go.
Fast climb to golden plat.
I just don't have the consistency, though. It's weird. Like, there's some games I will pop off and I'm literally like, I feel like my aim is untouchable. I could swing any corner and be confident. And then there's the next game I'll play. I'm like, I'm just dying every time I do anything. And it's just like, and then I get frustrated and I start playing worse.
Yeah, it's a very big mental game. It's really funny. I always think of Valorant as a chess game, especially because I IGL in that a lot, and I used to IGL in it. So I always thought of it as a chess game to where I was able to predict what the other team was going to do so we could combat it. As soon as one of your team members like starts to lose their mental, you can like potentially risk throwing the entire game.
Yeah, dude, it's actually crazy. When I was yelling at R6 yesterday, I couldn't get a kill afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Valorant is another first-person shooter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was something cool. Like
it's anime CS:GO.
Anime CS:GO. Tekking and Animac. If you had to guess, what does IGL stand for?
In what context?
So we just used it in context of video games.
Hey, IGL.
She says it's like chess. I IGL a lot or something, she said.
Mm-hmm. Helps you think of the game like a game of chess.
IGL, internal G fuel limit.
I think
no,
that's what it should
be. No.
How?
In-game, in-game LARPing.
In-game lead.
In-game leave. Okay.
Oh, there. Shit.
In-game leave.
Yeah, it was right for leader, two out of three.
Yeah, not bad, anime.
Yo, Decking, I'm finally glad that I have someone who's not a gamer like me.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I play a couple things. My thing is, like, I'll find a game I like, and then I'll just not play anything else forever. I've been playing the same puzzle game since I was a freshman in high school. So, like, here we are.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I feel good about that. I can handle someone who plays puzzle games.
Decking. Can you give me the story behind the jacket?
Okay, so... there's a lore on the channel, and then there's, like, I went to an anime convention and just bought the jacket. Like, there's the origin story of the jacket.
Wait, did you buy it at Anime Expo?
No, I bought it at Techo, which was the one in Pittsburgh. I went to that one, like, a week after I got back from Anime Expo.
Wait, you're telling me that you're not a professional football quarterback, and that's what you have to
I was never a sport guy. Surprisingly, I was not the star quarterback in high school, but I always liked everybody wearing the Letterman jackets, and I'm like, I'll never get a chance to wear one of those. And I saw these at the convention. There was a JoJo one too that was purple that had the menacing on the back of it.
Oh,
that looks
sick.
Pretty neat.
That sounds sick.
So the lore now is that there are seven mystical jackets scattered amongst the world, and this is the One Piece one, but there's a JoJo's one, there's a Bleach one, there's a Naruto one. I have to find all the jackets and bring them together. And there you go. Yeah.
Like the Thanos of jackets.
Yeah, it's like the Infinity Stones.
It reminds me of the greatest devil fruit in all of One Piece, the jacket.
The jacket fruit. I used to do a video on that where I hated it. It was like the weakest one. I need to redo that. It's the best fruit now.
So yeah, you really
when,
have
when
to.
You bring, when you bring all the jackets together, will Shenron appear?
Yeah, the idea is when you bring. I don't know what happens when you get all the jackets together. Like, I have to. The lore is still expanding, but it summons a giant jacket, and it'll grant your wish as long as it's jacket related.
What if you try wearing all seven at the same time? Will you?
Yeah, there you go. That could be a thing.
Will you destroy the multiverse?
Maybe I'll have that power. Yeah. Oh, by the way, Briggs, I really hope I roll the jacket fruit as William, and then Ragnar can put him on, and then we'll just be a powerhouse.
Oh my god, I was so sad. I wanted to fuse with someone.
Oh, I hope we could do the fusion thing again. That'll be so much fun.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
I see you drinking a bubbly.
I'm drinking a bubbly. I'm eating a granola bar here because I was like, I'm doing this instead of lunch, but it's fine.
I feel bad. Teching was gonna.
No,
get work.
You're fine. I just
Teching
like
was gonna get work done and eat lunch, and then he comes here to procrastinate.
I wasn't going to get any work done. I was going to. I was planning a video on doing a One Piece tier list. I'm gonna be doing a sequel to the best. Who would be the best baker in all of One Piece? Like a bakery tier list. So.
Oh my god.
I did the first video. It was like 3 hours long, and now I'm doing the second one, but I didn't feel like filming it today because it'd be like a 3 hour long video. Plus, we're doing One Piece D&D today. I didn't want to, like, you know, go overboard with it.
I cannot believe that Teching makes ranking videos of the best bakers in One Piece.
Like, dude, it's got like almost 200,000 views. It's gotten like really, really good.
Man, you deserve all the respect, my man. All the respect.
Yeah, it's a running gag on the channel where every time, like, what happened to this One Piece character? Oh, they went off and started a bakery. So there you go. I've been doing that for years. So
I mean, not as crazy as what Wapple did.
Yeah, he started a company. He started a toy company. Really.
Yeah, so he was a dictator of a country. Mm-hmm. He got overthrown. Then he started a toy company that became like a huge conglomerate. And then he took over another kingdom.
Yes. Yeah. And this is why capitalism doesn't work, ladies and gentlemen. But
or it works for him.
It works for him, yeah.
Well, Kyle, what are your favorite? What are your favorite things to do as a VTuber? Because the VTuber space is just so interesting to me. And also, I noticed that on Twitter, you have an image that you posted of Evanito. So can you explain to me why every freaking female VTuber why every female VTuber is acquainted with Evanito? Like, does he like does he reach out to you, or is there like
with him at first? So I was starting to watch One Piece together with the Nux mods. We were all vibing in PC. They were educating me on One Piece. We've been, you know, having our watch parties in there. And he was streaming at the time. And someone popped into his chat and said that, like, we're watching One Piece. And he was like, oh, shit. You know? And so he popped in. And he was like, I don't know who this person is, but I'm so glad they're watching One Piece. And this is their very first anime. And I wasn't at my computer at the time. I went to go make food.
Uh-huh.
And then I came back, and while we're watching One Piece, we start doing the rice purity test. And we're, because, you know.
The hell is that?
I have never heard of this.
Oh my. It's basically, it depicts how pure you are as a person. So the higher the score, the more pure you are. It's
okay.
Like a scale of, it's like a scale of 1 to 100. It's basically like, what shit have you done that's basically almost illegal or sexual? So,
oh, I've seen those on Twitter.
Oh, I've seen them shared around. Yeah, okay.
So,
yeah.
A lot of the mods were like in the 30s. We had some mods that were in the 90s. And they were like, okay, Vel, tennis, what are your scores? And we both go 8.
Yeah, she's never lived. She hasn't had G Fuel, man.
I haven't had G Fuel either.
Haven't you like never had coffee?
I've never had coffee. I've never had G Fuel. I've never had energy drinks.
I only started drinking coffee like last year when I moved, and I only had one energy drink my whole life, and it was a bad time. So I've never gotten drunk. I've never smoked. I'm pretty boring. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't smoke or drink either. I used to drink, but no, I don't really. But I mean, coffee, I do indulge in the coffee.
I think I peer pressured. I peer pressured Rustage to having a drink with me. Mm. I don't think I did. Tekken, you didn't have a drink with me, did you?
No, we didn't. I didn't drink when we were in Anime Expo. No.
True.
Yeah. And you kept bugging me to go to a bar and stay out until 4 a.m., but I was just like, Briggs, I got to get some sleep.
I know, yeah, like when I hung out with him in Anime North, he's like, bro, let's just drop some acid and watch the sunrise. And I'm like, bro, like, I'm not going to drop acid and watch the sunrise with you. Like, I love you, man, but it's just not how I roll.
Yeah.
Animax joking and Tekken was just serious. I kept
like, no, I wasn't.
Let's
did
go
you?
Out and have fun.
Did you actually say that? I don't remember. I was just joking too.
No. I was saying like most of the time at night, I'm like, let's go out.
I'll tell you what, the most wild thing we did at Anime Expo was like when Spooky got there, we all went out to eat at that Mexican restaurant at like midnight. I'm like, this is crazy. Eating at a restaurant at midnight? This is nuts.
Tekking, I think you mean Mexican?
Mexican restaurant in midnight. This is incredible.
See, that's what it sounds like to me when you guys try to say Mario mid-sentence.
Yeah, Mario, yeah. Well, that must suck for you, because Mario is, like, the main way people call that character, like, all the time. I've never heard him called, like, yeah, anything else.
He calls himself, it's a Mario. He doesn't say,
well,
it's
yeah,
a Mario.
Yeah, but nobody else says it.
He
yeah.
does it right. When you open up Mario Kart, it's like, Mario Kart 8! Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, true. And that's a great impression, by the way.
Thank you.
About to
I love that intro. I love turning it on. It gets me so hyped every time.
No, I remember one time, because like we in Niagara Falls, where I grew up, it's a tourist city, so there's often restaurants that are open like all night or to like 4 a.m. So sometimes we would go to like at like, you know, 1 or 2 a.m. after a night of drinking to like eat at a place. And I remember one time my brother, I think I was here for this, or he told me the story so many times that I think I was there for that, but I wasn't. But either way, the point is, he ordered a hot chocolate with mushrooms. And the lady was like, mushrooms? He's like, oh yeah, mushrooms. And she's like,
marshmallow.
Yeah, and then like after like 5 minutes, we're like, what are you talking about, man? And he's like, didn't I say marshmallows? It's like, no, you kept saying mushrooms, bro.
Because that makes me think that, like, you were in a special kind of restaurant that's like, oh, you want some psilocybin mushrooms with that coffee or that hot chocolate? All right, we can do that for
you.
No,
it was like a diner shaped like a spaceship.
Oh, is that still there that, like, you can climb on, like, it goes all the way up?
No. So this is, like, on the ground. It's just like a diner
I was in Niagara Falls when I was like 7, so I don't remember it too well, but I remember there was like a rotating restaurant. You had to like go up this spire.
Oh, yeah,
and then
that's
there was
still
like
there. That's called the Skylon Tower, but it doesn't move. It doesn't move up and down. It just rotates.
Yeah, rotates. That's what I meant. Yeah, rotates. Yeah, we didn't eat there when I was there, but it was fun. I remember there was this haunted house I wanted to go in like 3 times when I was there. I kept bugging my parents to go in. But
I've been to
it was
much
fun.
The haunted houses, but I realized quickly that all they do is really, they play up on sudden loud noises. That's all it is.
Wait, no, like, it wasn't a horror house. Sorry, it was a fun house. It had like a room of mirrors and shit. I remember that. Yeah.
Did you say it wasn't a horror house?
It wasn't a horror house.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't a horror house, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. There probably is one in Niagara Falls, but I didn't go to it when I was 7 years old. Okay.
Yeah, like, so for haunted houses, I realized that it was just like really dark, and then they just have like a really loud sound to scare you, and that's the whole thing in every single haunted house. Mm.
Yeah,
but whorehouses, they're different.
Yeah, that's a different vibe altogether. You know what I mean? It's just
so we have a cool Halloween thing here that's very different than the one in Niagara. The ones in Niagara are just like sudden like sounds, sudden lights and stuff, and like maybe there'll be like one like guy or like one like machine or something that
like
pops
a chainsaw.
Out.
And it's like,
but we have this thing called Halloween Haunt near me.
Oh, in Wonderland.
Yeah, in Wonderland, and there's a bunch of haunted... I haven't been there in so long, but I used to go when I was younger. And there's, like, a bunch of haunted houses throughout the park. And it's actually, like, they pay people to, like, dress up in costumes, and they're, like, just always around corners trying to scare you.
Yeah.
And it has, like, the lights and the sounds, but there's also people. And they'll literally just, like, follow you around the park sometimes, or, like, be hiding in, like, the bushes and shit. Like, it's cool.
We do the same kind of stuff here. There's nothing to do in the cornfield, and there'll just be a guy with a chainsaw chasing you. It's just like happy.
Oh, you broke up, so all I heard was cornfield, and I think that makes sense from everything we know about you, Tekking.
Yeah, it's just like, houses here are like. I'm sorry. Oh my god, I got this internet thing. Go ahead.
But you live in a cornfield, so I mean.
I live in a cornfield. Yeah, I live in a cornfield. Yeah.
I think I've talked to you about internet so many times, Tekking. But do you run an Ethernet? Or are you on Wi-Fi?
I have. This is the confusing thing. I have a cable. It's connected. So I'm wired up and my upload speed is like 50 megabits per second. Like it should be good. And it just never is. I don't understand why. It defies all reason.
Because they lied to you.
No,
you should,
I mean,
you should test your speed.
I do. That's the thing. I test my speed constantly. It's good. And then I start streaming and it goes to shit. I don't understand why.
Yeah. They used to throttle me and I called them a million times and I changed providers a billion times. And eventually like I'm good now. But it used to be so annoying. But I wonder if it's something else for you. I don't think you're getting throttled. I think it's just like some type of...
Something
know.
Going on, man. I don't know.
Someone in chat's like, only 50. It's like, yes, that's good for where he lives. Okay, guys. Just
for me, that's... No, for me, that should be well enough to stream audio and video. That should be better than that.
All
you know
need
what I mean?
Is like 20 to be a streamer.
Yeah, that's all you need. Like, this should be good. I shouldn't be dropping as bad as I am here. And it's very frustrating. But I don't know. How's your internet connection, Valkyria? Sounds pretty awesome.
I actually just got new Wi-Fi, which is nice.
There you go!
The upload is like 2000.
What
the
hell?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Is it public information where you live, Val?
Yeah, technically, yeah. I live in the tourist hotspot. I live in Orlando.
Okay, that's about right. Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought you were going to say...
My upload is like 1,000, and I thought that was a lot.
Oh my god, see, this is weird, because my upload speed at my old place, my mom's place, which was literally in the middle of nowhere, that was like 10.
Oh
and,
my god.
Yeah, so 50, I'm like, 50?! You know, like,
no, 50 is good, man. I used to get like 10, 15, now I get more, but I don't even know, I got like 25, 30 now.
Yeah, you're fine. Yeah, it should be good for what you do.
It's
I don't
more,
think it's
more the consistency. You need it to be consistent and not be throttled.
Yeah, it's not an internet. Maybe that's the problem then. I don't know. I don't know, man. It's frustrating.
But you never know. It could be like even just something like broken. Like, so I upgraded my plan. So I started paying more a month and my internet got worse. I don't understand. It makes no fucking sense.
Well, the problem
happened was there was apparently something was damaged outside my house, like one of the things. So when I upgraded plans to be on like a different like network than everyone else on my street, the thing that I was using was broken. So I'm like, I don't understand. They said they didn't understand. So they put me back on the old plan. And I'm like, it's better when I'm getting worse upload speed than when I pay for more.
That's
and eventually I think I swapped providers and now it's like.
Well, here's the thing. Like, moved. Internet and problem, and you can probably hear me.
Can't hear you now.
Yep. Okay. I moved, so I got different internet, and it's still a problem. So
it's so weird. So
I don't get it. It is the most confusing internet problem I've ever had in my life.
And it's not even like you're using Wi-Fi. It's a wired thing, right? Did you get a new router when you moved?
I got a new router. I'm using a Cat 5e cable. It's a nice cable. I don't get the problem, dude.
That makes no sense.
One thing that I've noticed here, I assume it's the same in the States, is it depends on neighborhoods too.
Yeah.
Because not just like cities either, but neighborhoods. For example, where I used to live, it's a newer neighborhood, but the internet speed available is much less than where I live now, which is an older neighborhood, but has a better internet speed. And I have no idea why.
That makes sense.
I mean, granted, most people around here don't use upload speed because I'm the weird one that actually streams and makes videos and stuff. So I don't know. I don't know what the problem is. But yeah, streaming's always a crapshoot.
Yeah, I mean, that is true.
Yeah, I thought Valkyrie, I thought you were going to say like you live in South Korea or something because I know the internet speeds there are like insanely good.
I thought she was going to say she lived in North Korea.
Yeah. Yes.
Surprise.
She never had coffee before.
Yeah, you never had coffee. You have a backstory. And so I'm like, did you defect from North Korea when you were 18 years old? This is making sense.
Hotspot, North Korea. Let's go.
The hotspot in North Korea is like,
nuclear power plants.
Yeah, pretty much that. Yeah. Kim Jong-un's private like internet connection. And he has all of the internet in North Korea. Yeah.
Yeah, nuclear internet power, bro.
I wonder what Kim Jong-un looks up on the internet. Like, I wonder if he looks up, like, cat videos
hentai,
or something.
Hentai,
you know?
For sure, hentai.
Oh, definitely hentai. We all know hentai. Did you know the story about Kim Jong-un's brother?
The one that got eliminated at an airport?
Yeah, so that's Kim Il-nab, I think his name was. And he was older than Un, and he was supposed to be like next in line to be the leader of North Korea. But he was like way infatuated with Western culture and stuff. So he went to Disney World and he's like, I want to go to like
Tokyo.
Tokyo.
Yeah.
He's like, I want to go to Disney World. And he goes to Disney World. And it's like, yeah, he eventually ended up getting assassinated because I think Kim Jong-il, his dad, was just like, he's not going to be the next ruler.
I'm not a fan of Disney either, but that's going a bit far.
Yeah. But that's an interesting little look into that family.
No, yeah, I did hear of that because I'm interested in political and like geopolitical things. But I feel like most people don't know. And then all those people who are like simping for his sister, for Kim Jong-il's sister.
Oh, yeah.
Kim Jong-un's sister. It's so, like, it's cringe, but it's also funny.
We lost tech.
I just turned off my video here. It's still not working. Even after I take the video off, it's still cutting out. Like, what the?
Oh, no.
My God.
Just become a robot teching.
I guess. You see, that's the frustrating thing.
You got to get Frankified.
I'll turn off my video. That'll probably help. It doesn't.
Vella, right. I have an important question for you since you're new to the podcast. We ask everyone this at least once.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about?
And it has to be good.
One Piece.
No pressure. One Piece.
Where are you at in One Piece right now?
So we just finished Syrup Village.
Oh, good. That's a nice part of the story.
Yeah, I spent an hour in a call listening to all the mods talk about buggy balls.
Buggy.
That's a tragedy. I mean, it happens in the community.
It kind of sucks that you never get to see Buggy again. He's just like a one arc character.
Yeah, yeah.
But other than that, it was a fun arc.
It was nice. I enjoyed it.
I love One Piece, obviously. That's what I talk about. But actually, I hate it. You know what I mean? I'm just
Imagine you're just like, I fucking hate One Piece. I'm so sick of it.
This is my hell. This is my hell. But no, I mean, like, it took me forever to get through it. You know what I mean? I started watching during the four kids days. So it's a good thing you get to avoid all that and just watch it like as it was intended to be.
I mean, if she just finished Syrup Village as well, like the next two arcs are like two of my favorite arcs.
My favorite arc in the East is Baratie.
Same. Yeah. Baratie and Arlong Park are just so good.
I probably like Arlong Park the most, but I like Baratie too.
I always say that if you don't know if you're going to like One Piece, wait until Arlong Park. If after Arlong Park you still don't like it, then it's not for you. Because that's a good determining point there. Yeah,
at that point, you had some amazing moments, some good fights. You get to know the characters. You get a couple backstories.
You get an idea for how Oda wrote the story. So,
exactly.
More moving on.
You get the big character moments with Sanji and Nami as well. So it's not just all action or whatever. So yeah,
exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's a lot of good things that happen, and you kind of understand what the story's going to be like a little bit.
Like, there's a series like Fairy Tail, which mainly focuses on, like, there's just really cool fight scenes and shit. You know what I mean? Like, and that's, you know, there's character development,
cool,
but it's
cool,
like,
fight scenes and like fun character interactions.
Yeah, yeah.
There's less depth.
I used to hate Fairy Tail for so long because it's like, it's not deep a story. And I just realized, you know what it is? It's just fun. It's just the cotton candy of anime. That's just what it is. You know what I mean? Quit trying to, like, not everything has to be deep as an ocean. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's why everyone likes Urza, the red-haired girl. I can't remember.
Yeah, Urza. That's her name. Urza, yeah.
Because one, she's a badass fighter, but she also has, like, a backstory, and, like, there's some more complications. There's a little bit of depth to her character. While with a lot of other characters, it's just, like, a lot more simplified. And
hey, like, Briggs.
You care less, right?
Briggs, don't you mean Urza?
Urza Scarlet.
Man, I will always do this to you forever. I'm sorry.
Pain.
Well, then there's the whole L and R thing in Japanese, where L's and R's kind of sound similar. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Oh, yeah, the whole Laugh Tale, Raft Tale thing. Mm-hmm. For years, literally like a decade, we thought it was Raft Tale.
Yeah, and now it's like, is it Road Poneglyph or Load Poneglyph?
Load Poneglyph. It makes sense either way.
That's so funny.
Lodestar.
My favorite one is there was an old episode of Death Note. Where there's an American that shows up, and he, like, you see his name on a computer screen, and his name is supposed to be Larry Connors, very American kind of name, Larry Connors, but the way it's spelled is Rally Connors. They mixed up the L's and the R's. It was so funny. I'm Rally Connors. Rally. Nice to meet you. Yeah.
Yeah. Rally sounds more proactive than Larry.
Yeah.
Got to rally the troops, you know?
Larry's just there.
Larry. Yeah, I'm Larry. This is my brother, Rally.
Is Larry short for something like
Lawrence?
Larrington.
Most of the time, no.
Yeah. No, I have a lot of friends that are like, I have a friend named John, and I called him Jonathan once, and he's like, that's not my name. It's literally just John on my birth certificate. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. John is just a name, but Jack is often a nickname for John, which is stupid.
It's like, my favorite?
They're the same length.
The one that makes zero sense.
Or Jack is even longer by letter-wise.
My grandfather was named Richard, and we always just called him Dick. And that's like just, and it's like, it's not an offense. It's just like, that's a shortened form of Richard, and we never understood why.
That
it's
makes,
like,
but like, why?
Come on down and see Pappy Dick. And I'm like, yeah, sure. No, me and all my cousins called him Pappy Dick, and it was normal. And I just grew up like, what the fuck?
Yeah. No, that was normal for a long time.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Pappy Dick.
Yeah, no, I live in such an Italian neighborhood that, like, there's everyone that's named, like, Tony or, like, John, like, their real names are, like, Jonathan or, like, Antonio. Like, there's no, like, I don't know anyone that's just John.
I mean, if you live in an Italian neighborhood, I imagine, like, everybody, like, 50% of all males are named Tony. Like, hey, Tony!
My uncle's Tony, my friend's Tony.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I got big Tony, little Tony,
my friend's dad,
medium-sized Tony.
I know three Tonys that, like, are close to me.
Fun-sized Tony.
Yeah, fun-sized Tony, other big Tony.
So, around where you live, Briggs, is there, like, a really good, like, genuine Italian restaurant if I ever visit, I have to go try out?
Yeah, there's a lot of good Italian restaurants near me.
Nice. I've only been to Olive Garden, so.
Oh!
That's it.
Your family.
That's his pain.
Yep.
I like being in chat and seeing Rigatoni.
Rigatoni.
That's cute.
All right, boys. I think it's been a fun episode.
Oh, was that it? Okay, sorry. I was just like, I thought that was just...
I think it's been an hour, and I'm tired.
I thought that was just the preamble. We didn't even get to a serious discussion about anything anime-related, really.
Yeah, we're just chilling.
This is the new meta. We just talk about random stuff like Andrew Tate.
Well, shit. All right. Well, nice to meet you, Valkyria. That was a lot of fun.
Nice to meet you too.
Yeah, cool.
Anyway, is
cool.
there any anime that you guys want to talk about before we go? I don't know. I don't know if we're watching anything right now.
I am rewatching Breaking Bad as per the reference. From the
I just finished Better Call Saul, and it was an amazing finale.
Nice.
Yeah.
Top tier anime. Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul.
Yes.
I was DM'd, and I was told to ask Tekking about Barry the Brick.
Oh, yes. He's right here.
Oh, my God.
Yes. move my camera a little bit over to the left. So, yeah, he's Barry. He's a brick. He's the lord of everything. There he is.
Love that.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
a great suit.
Yeah, the suit was tailored for him by a fan that lives in New Zealand. She makes little suits for him. I have like a bunch of different... I have a whole... Barry has a more diverse wardrobe than I do, actually.
You have someone in New Zealand making wardrobes for the brick.
I don't tell her to do it. She just does it, and she does a fantastic job. I also have plushies.
That's... like I don't even have words for that. That's so freaking cool.
So...
Oh my god, that's so great.
A plushie.
Barry the brick plushie. That's amazing.
That's awesome. I love this entire setup, like your entire background, the Barry the brick plushie. This is fantastic.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Yeah, I really want to. I mean, your backdrop looks good as well. That's obviously your bedroom, clearly.
Oh, yeah. Totally. yeah, I didn't break into somebody's house. This is fine.
But yeah, that was why it took me like a year and a half to find a house, because I was trying to find good luck trying to find a house that caters to like YouTubers in this day and age.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that in like 30 years, there's going to be like houses that are going to be like, well, this was used by a YouTuber, so there's the full studio and the soundproofing booth downstairs, and you know, like it'll be different. Yeah,
this was the first house owned by PewDiePie.
Wait, is Barry a Skypean?
Yes.
Nice. Which kind of Skypean?
He would be a Bjerken because his wings swoop downward. Mm-hmm. A Bricken. Bjerken.
Oh, there that's what you always call it. Bricken instead of Birken, because
that's why it's Bjerka is the name of the country where Eneru's from, so it's Bjerka, but I used to say Bricken for the longest time, and then they just went with this. Somebody suggested you should put wings on him because of Bricken, and so that's what I did that. So
yeah, so now it finally makes sense why when I watch your videos you're always like Bricken.
Yeah, and the plushies aren't for sale right now. I'm thinking about bringing them back in Christmas time and having like a little Santa hat on them, like a little Barry Christmas edition. That'll be fun.
Yeah, that is cool.
Yeah.
He has his own lore.
Yeah, I don't get how this stuff happens. It just kind
of
does.
Exactly. And that's the beauty of it. Thank you guys so much, Valkyria. All pleasure meeting you.
Thank
you for making the time on short notice as per usual.
No problem. I'm glad I could do something.
Next week, we'll be back, hopefully. And until next time, see you, Space Cowboys.
Bye. Bang.